Well, hey, everyone. We are opening up this week's inbox, and I have got Doug Tharp back in the studio with me. Doug, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Back, you have been on roundtables before with us. You are, of course, a young adults pastor here at Village 7 Presbyterian Church in town. And but we're going to have you answer a question for us this week. So excited to have you weigh in on this. And let me just go ahead and put it out there. This listener is saying, is there anything in the Bible about how soon a widow and or widower can start dating and looking for another spouse?
That's a great question. What's interesting, from my experience, I actually was married around the age of 21. And my first wife passed away after just 2 years of being married. She died unexpectedly and suddenly of a brain aneurysm. And so I was only 23 years old at the time. And actually, a very similar question came into my mind. You know, you don't really sit around talking in your 20s about what if this or what if that, and how would I respond to that? And so that's something that I had to confront myself. And I think what makes it interesting is that, particularly in Christian circles, you are very much in a fishbowl. And if you are regularly attending a church or involved with a community or family, whether it's your family or their family, when something like this happens, suddenly everyone's watching you to kind of see what you're going to do. And so I think as you look at how you respond or react in a situation like this and what does it mean to move on, I think a lot of things have to be kind of thought through. As far as the Bible, what's really interesting is the Bible says a lot of things about how to interact with widows, particularly, you know, caring for them. You see, you know, James, and throughout the Old Testament and New Testament practices, Jesus' own care for widows. And so we know we're supposed to care for people who have dealt with this kind of tragedy, but it says very little about what do you do if you are a widow or widower. In fact, we don't see the word widower at all. And so, you know, from the guy's perspective, you're like, is there even anything about me? You know, how does this relate to my experience?
Right.
And when it is that, you see, you know, Old Testament laws that basically cared for widows, where, you know, a brother might marry his wife's sister or whatever, something like that, in order to kind of keep care for her. And so even in those situations, it's more about that. The one place you do see in 1 Corinthians 7, when Paul is talking about marriage, when he talks about those who are unmarried, and you know the whole passage I'm sure we've talked about many times before on Boundless of it's better to be unmarried unless you've got mm-hmm. these passions, and what does that mean?
It's pretty much our standard here. That's at Boundless. It's our life verses.
The go-to passage. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is it actually says now to the unmarried and widows. And so it not only for singles in the sense of I've never been married, but once you have been married and are no longer, Paul has this exhortation. And what does that mean? I know it's been talked about in the shows before that really, for many people, it means you should get married because of the way that God has built and designed us. And so for me, reading that verse as a 23-year-old going, okay, well, that's not really helpful either because I still have these urges and desires and passions as a young man. And so what do I do? And so what was interesting to me is I kind of thought through four areas to think about, because the Bible is not explicit about this. It is explicit about love and about how you ought to approach, you know, caring for and loving people around you. It's explicit around how you ought to respect and, you know, love and encourage once you are married, but the in-between can be hard. And so a few things I thought through. One was as I lost my wife, I just had started seminary. And so I had a class with Jerry Bridges. And unbeknownst to me at the time, Jerry had lost his first wife as well. And as I was reading through one of his many books that are all phenomenal and great, he mentions it very much in passing, but about what had happened in his life. And he actually had older children at the time and ended up remarrying after about a year. And so I was like, huh, that's interesting. I really respect this guy. I wonder what his thoughts were. But what was interesting about Jerry Bridges is that for him, it was all about understanding sovereignty. And so in his life, he had to come to terms with when this happened to him and his first wife passed, was he willing to believe that God was in control and had a purpose and a plan for him in this experience? Or was he going to dive into despair? And sitting in the hospital room myself, when I lost Sarah, was the same kind of thing. It was, okay, she's gone. Do I believe that all of the things I've professed as a Christian are true? or do I walk away right now because this is too painful? And so the first thing I would say is, when you're thinking about, you know, dating again, when you're thinking about remarriage, if you have not come to terms with God's sovereignty, then I don't think it's healthy to pursue anything else, because there's no reason for you, and it would be harmful to you and another person to pursue dating or remarriage if you are stuck in bitterness, in anger, and frustration. And not to say if you trust God's sovereignty, you won't ever be bitter or angry, but kind of the state of your heart. And then I think the other big important thing is, where are you in the grieving process? It's easy for someone to get on and say, hey, here's the answer, here's how you grieve, but we all grieve differently, and we all go through different processes. I love C.S. Lewis, A Grief Observed was really the book that helped me, and he had four journals. And when he finished on his fourth journal, he said, you know what, after this journal, I'm done. I'm putting it away, and I'm kind of, in a sense, moving on. I kind of did that myself, but some people may take years to grieve. Other people may take less time. And a lot of that depends on the stage of life you are in. You know, do you have kids? Do you not have kids? What does that mean as far as your fishbowl circumstances? You know, are you a big leader in the church? Are you someone who's not part of community? Because getting input from your people that are around you, from fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, is also important. So to answer the question, there's not an easy answer. And the Bible is not explicit. But if you put all this together, if you think about, are you going through the stages of grief? Are you actually moving forward? Are you trusting the sovereignty of God? Are you getting wise counsel from people around you? Those would be indicators that you're moving forward and that I think it would be healthy. I would always advise, though, it's always better to go slow and be intentional than it is to just jump into something that you regret later.
Mm-hmm. And I like what you said about wise counsel as well, because those objective eyes can always be helpful, whether it's a situation after being widowed or even just dating in general. We're big, big advocates of that. Do not do it alone. So, well, Doug, thank you so much for weighing in on that. Very helpful with this question. And thanks for sharing a little bit of your own story in that, too. That is it for this week's show, everyone. Write to us, editor@boundless.org, if you want us to answer your question on a future show. We would love to do that. In the meantime, make sure that you're keeping up with our current shows as well as our inbox questions, where we have many of your questions addressed, and I'm sure some of them will be applicable to you. So check that out. We are in spring here. We're excited about that. And so we just keep finding these topics and hearing from you and learning what we're going to do with the show as a result of that. So I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.